Okay, so in honor of Pesach in a week and a half almost, I figured we would do a good, I guess, chazara of some of the past few weeks. But don't worry, if you missed it, you're fine. But we'll do selected or random issues that come up with the Zimun at your Seder. Now, you may think, what's the big issue? Usually by the Zimun part of the Seder, I am out cold. That's what you may be thinking. But okay, but that may be a relevant question. Do we have to wake you up for the Zimun? I don't have that on my list. I'm assuming, how many cups do you drink by the Zimun already? Only two at that point, right? So you shouldn't be knocked out yet. Maybe by the third cup, halal, you may be out already.
You're only forced to drink two. You can drink more.
Correct. I'm saying, but even I'm talking about the people who want to be knocked out, they're knocked out by the first cup, for sure. We're talking about the people who don't even try to be knocked out, but they get themselves knocked out. Okay, so the question number one we'll have to deal with is, must you have a Zimun at your Seder? You may be thinking, well, what do you mean? I have my whole family with me, but they're all girls. I've got a lot of daughters, let's say, and I got a lot of nieces or granddaughters, and you know, only one, two son-in-laws, or maybe two son-in-laws would be fine. But one son-in-law, I don't know. What am I going to do? Do you need to go after a Zimun? No. Do you need to go next door and knock on the door and say, "Excuse me, what are you up to?" Or do you have to do hotel hopping? You know, go from table to table. I'll read you four words of a Shulchan Aruch: Mitzvah, Lachzar, Achar Zimun. And we are in Hilchus Pesach. We are not in Hilchus Zimun. In Hilchus Pesach, these halachas are, the title of the halacha of this simon is called Birchas HaMazon Al Kol Shlishi. So we're talking about the third cup, says Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Lachzar Al Achar Zimun. It is a mitzvah to chase a Zimun at the night of the Seder. What does that mean? That means you need to have a Zimun, if you can, at your table. No? Has anyone here ever been to a Seder where you don't have a Zimun?
Yeah.
I think many, many years we don't have a Zimun. The past few years I'm home with just my kids, we don't have a Zimun at all.
COVID,
so what?
We only sat by ourselves.
So you violated, fine. Okay, COVID, we could say exceptions. But even nothing to do with COVID. You have always had a Zimun at your Seder. I have not always had a Zimun after my Seder. Why? It's a mitzvah, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah lachzer achar haZimun. So the Mishnah Berurah already says, whoa. This is not so clear that we're talking about a Zimun. Really, you know what Shulchan Aruch means? He means that you need to try to get three people for Hallel. Hallel. Because this way, you could have Hallel, that there's a leader of the Hallel and two respondents to Hallel. And if you want to know more about that, I think we'll do a b'chabur about that Ashkamini next week, possibly. So come to that about Hallel. But this is a chabur about Zimun. So you don't want to hear about Hallel right now. You want to know, okay, so why does Shulchan Aruch say mitzvah lachzer achar Zimun? So the Mishnah Berurah says it can't be talking about Zimun. You know why it can't be talking about Zimun? Play it out for me. It's me and my brother at my table for the Seder. That's only two men. Next door, I know they've got two men as well. Okay, so I'm having my Seder, he's having my Seder. Now play out what Shulchan Aruch could possibly mean with the Zimun. So I go to their door and say, "Hey, knock, knock. Do you mind if you have two crashers so that we could get a Zimun?" Okay, makes sense. What point of the Seder are you doing this? No?
That's it. Are they up to it?
Let's assume you're in sync. You can hear them out the window. You're in sync. Let's make it clean.
Wait, so couldn't you say,
yeah,
I'm jumping ahead,
yeah,
that since the Korban Pesach, you have to do in advance if you're going to have groups. Here you don't have a group in advance. You can't make them. You don't make.
But Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah achzer achar Zimun. So yeah, I need to go knock on the door.
You have to try to make sure you have enough.
From the outset, you're saying. Okay, but if that was the case, one second. If that was the case, I'm going to get to you in one second. If that was the case, then he should have put this halacha at the beginning of the Seder halacha, because he puts this in Birchas HaMazon Al Kol Shlishi. So you're sitting there at the Seder with your Mishnah Berurah, and you're going through the halacha, because I'm following along. I get to Kol Shlishi, it says, okay, Mozgin lo Kol Shlishi, you pour the third cup, all good, and Varach lo Birchas HaMazon, blah, 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 and it says, Mitzvah Achzer Achzer Zimun. Whoops, I'm too late.
30 days before.
Okay, that's a good point. That's what you're supposed to come to the shir. I don't want you to leave now and think I could just read the Mishnah Berurah at the Seder. But fine, you have your Shulchan Aruch, so maybe you're saying Mr. Jacobitz should have known about this beforehand. Maybe. But now let's say it's the middle of my Seder and it says Mitzvah Achzar Zimun. So says Mishnah Berurah, it can't be that you have to get a Zimun because what are you going to do? You got two people.
You've already
did Motzi Matzah. You've already done your meal. You're now about to benching. What did you also just do?
Afikomen.
The Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. You're now going to eat after Afikomen. So what am I going to do? I'm ready to bench. I ate my Afikomen at my house. I'm going to go knock on my next door neighbor and say, hey, you're also up to benching. We're up to benching. Mitzvah Achzar Achar Zimun. I got two. You got two. Let's combine. And the answer is, how are you supposed to do that? What are you going to eat?
You
can't eat anything there.
But a lot of people don't even. Pesach.
Oh, one second. The mishing I'm going to get to in a second. For those of you that have no idea what mish is, like myself, but I think I know what that means. Everyone knows that word. I think it means to mix. No, so that much Yiddish I know. Someone listened to my show last week and yelled at me that they needed to, and I need to learn more Yiddish. So now I'm in trouble. So one second. So now I learned a new word, mish. But I think I knew that also. Exactly. It's not even real Yiddish. But we're going to get to the mixing. But I forget. Let's say you do mix. And I would eat at the guy's house. It's a Rosh Yeshiva, my next door neighbor. I would eat at, let's say, at his house. But now what's the issue? I can't eat. I already had the Afikomen at my house. I'm ready to bench. So how could the Shulchan Aruch say, Mitzvah Achzar Zimun? You have to go get a Zimun. I'm going to knock next door. He's going to say, sure, come in. Have a bite to eat. I'll say, I had Afikomen. He said, oh, I also had Afikomen. We're ready to bench. You can't eat. So Shulchan Aruch says,
So maybe it's not you going to their house. Maybe it's you're up to benching. You go to them, they're still eating. You say, hey guys, you want to come to me?
Fine. So if you're still up to eating, fine.
Yeah, because then they could eat more.
Okay, so you're saying, so says Mr. Burrett, it has to be the case, if you want to do this, that you bring your Afikomen, or he brings his Afikomen to you, and he eats by you. Now, normally, that's not a problem, because we say you're not going to eat the Afikomen in two places. You're not going to have half Afikomen in your house, half the Afikomen in his house. But you are allowed to have half a Seder in your house, half a Seder in someone else's house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, we don't do that. Earlier on, in Halachas, he talks about how that's not recommended. Have the Seder all in one place. So if so, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're really messed over. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, therefore, it is much better to have the Seder entirely by yourself in your house than to go get someone else. He says, therefore, I'll read you his line. He says, Avo mikol makom, nevertheless, lo nagu achshav kein leilech lecho afikomen bebeisachar. We don't take our afikomens and knock on people's outdoors and say, hi, can I eat afikomen with you? And therefore he says, tov yoser levarech bebeiso yichidi. It's better to not have a zimun in your own house, mi leilech beemtze sudasov bayis achar lechapes achar zimun. So the final upshot of this, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is you should not go chase down a zimun. However, Mishnah Berurah says, look, you want to be really nice. Avlim rotzo ahadir l'kayim akomen amufkar. You want to be a really good Jew? I hate to make your Pesach is about to become a lot more expensive. You want to be a really good Jew and do this halacha right? The enu bebeso zimun shalim. You only have daughters and a wife and sisters. Yeah? He says, you know what you should do?
Invite other people.
Hazmin lechadchila lesuda eza oreach kadeshi lo zimun shalim berchas amazon vegam laminus aloh. So in other words, you want to really do it right, you should invite two other men to your house. And the footnote in the Shaar Tzion, he points out, he says, of course you should do this. Anyway, you say, kol dich ven yesei v'yechol. You want to really believe what you say? So wild halacha, Shulchan Aruch says, Mr. Berurah comes out, you should have guests, at least men. I don't know, this doesn't mean, I don't want this on tape. Doesn't mean you shouldn't invite women to your Seder. But you could have almanos and as well as a big mitzvah. But if you're going to have them, make sure, says Mr. Berurah, you have men as well. That is issue number one. Just to finish up issue number one, the Nitei Gavriel says, some say you should specifically seek 10 men. Why? You said this before. Now Mr. Kovitz said, why? Because what's it compared to?
A carbon
Pesach. And carbon Pesach has to be with what? A chabura. What's a chabura? So I don't know. It's nice. We have a nice chabura over here. Doesn't mean that you need 15 people here. You just need 10 maybe to fulfill this concept of chabura. Yeah. So the Nitei Gavriel says it's an inyan to have 10 men at your Seder. Go tell that to your parents or in-laws or your wife or whatever it is. Yeah, you need to have 10 men. That's very intense. That's a very intense obligation. That is what the Nitei Gavriel suggests.
I think the Mishnah says you could even have one.
Correct, but I guess, I don't know, I was bothered by this also, but he says the Chabur is already a group. It's not two people, it's a group. So what's a group? We say a minion.
You're supposed to say the Manishtana to yourself.
Yeah, no, you're allowed to have a Seder by yourself, don't get me wrong. Nebuch and COVID, a lot of people did, but if you want to do the ideal, he says you should have a big Chevra. Issue number two, huh?
Well, Baba Cherevi had it by himself.
Did he? I didn't know that. Oh, when he was what? When
after his
wife's nifter. He had it by himself. I didn't know that.
After
his wife's nifter. Only by himself? I didn't know that.
By himself.
I didn't know that. Well, okay. Says next issue. What about who should lead the Zeman? New? Who's leading your Zeman? You've got two men, and now you three are three men. Everything's great. Who's saying the Rabbosai Nevarech? Okay, everyone always said that, and I never got a chance to do it because always my father used to do it. My father-in-law used to do it, and he never shared it, and I always knew because it was this halacha. Now I'm going to go something a little bit controversial over here. Ready? Says the Ramah, the minug is that the Balabayas leads benching. V'noagu shabalabayas mevarech bircha samozin b'leil pesach, which is referring to the Zeman as well. Why? Shnemar, what's the reason? Because it says, tov ayin hu yevorach. Whoever leads the benching is blessed. Someone who's generous should lead the benching, rather. Excuse me. Someone who's generous should lead the benching. And who's generous in this case? Babayis. He just paid for 10 pounds of matzah, you know, $500 over there. He's obviously very, very generous, right?
So who's the Babayis if it's yours? Your son or your son-in-law.
That's a great question. And that is $1 million question. I will not put that one on tape. But
the, I know I have been asked.
Who sits at the, so who sits at the head of the table?
My son-in-law sits at the head of the table one by him.
Yeah, okay. I will say on tape that anytime I'm by my father or my father-in-law, I of course let them be the head of the Seder or the table, and even if it's at my house, because that is, I think, covered to your father and father-in-law. So I will happy to say that on tape, but the question is, who is the Baal HaBayis? Technically, unless they're paying for you. No, they should pay for me as well. I'll save it on the tape as well. But if they're not paying for my matzahs directly, I'm the Baal HaBayis. So this is the $1 million question. So maybe he should be leading the Seder. He should be... So this is our question. This is exactly my question. Who should say the Rabbosai Nevarech? So says the Mishnah Berurah, and so says the Ramah, it's very clearly that since you're the one who's paying for it, he invited you, you're the Baal HaBayis, it's his, it's whoever owns the house and owns the thing, he should be the one to say Rabbosai Nevarech. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and points out, hello, we gave a Chabura a few weeks ago that says, who should lead the benching? A guest. Ideally a Kohen or a guest. So what is so different about the night of Pesach? So the Darkei Moshe, which is also the Ramah, in another Sefer on the Torah, he gives a couple of different other reasons. He says, well, maybe it's because we want the Baal HaBayis to look like he's in charge. This way he looks like he's in charge. He's the one who's leading the Seder, so he does the Rabbosai Nevarech as well. But it's still very confusing. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah ends off, listen to this line, tell me what you think. Afim Yeshlo Oreach. Even if there's a guest, hush of a guest, like a father-in-law father, sounds like the owner of the house should lead the Zeman. Umikol makom. The famous umikol makom. In English translated as, however. Ein kopeida bozeh im birach acher. It's not such a big deal if someone else leads the Zeman. If I ask you a question, you go to Rabbi Rosenfeld and say, Rabbi Rosenfeld, I'm going to my son's house. He wants me to lead the benching. Who should lead the benching? What's the answer according to Mr. Brewer? What do you think? Ideally. I think it sounds like the owner of the house should still lead the benching. What do you think about this Archa Shulchan? Archa Shulchan, though, says... Okay, unless you buy the matzah. But even then, you buy the matzah, you're still not really the Baal HaBayis.
He's still paying for everything.
Correct. Unless you're paying for everything. You're a good father-in-law. You're a really good father. I'll put on tape also. A good father-in-law. He's paying for the whole Seder for you. Then it's a little bit easy. He has to pay for your house also. If he's paying for your house, your mortgage, then already he's the Baal HaBayis. But unless it's that, he's not really the Baal HaBayis. Says the Arch of Shulchan, listen to this. He quotes Shulchan Arch that says that the Baal HaBayis should lead it. Then he says, V'yachol, you could... to honor a chash of a guest like a father or father-in-law. V'harei, but, midina de Gemara, the honest truth of the Gemara is, ha'oreach mevarech, the guest should lead the benching. I think it sounds like Darach HaShulchan, it's preferable that the guest lead the benching. So I think if you ask the Mishnah Berurah what he would ideally do, he would say the owner of the house should lead benching. If you ask Darach HaShulchan, he would say the guest leads the benching. If you look at, and this is what I plan on telling my father and father-in-law in the future, yeah? This is a very interesting thing. Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Kovetz Halacha says, it's very simple. For us Golus Yidden, what's the answer? The first night, the Bala Bus leads the Seder. I mean, says the Rebbe Senevrech. And the second night, you give it to a guest. That's what he says. That's what Shmuel Kamenetsky used to do. I think I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein did the same thing as well. Next question, or the last point of that is, so why by Pesach are we so interested in having the Bala Bais lead the Seder? So I saw a nice vort by Matisyo Solomon, the Mashkiach of Lakewood. He says, you know why? Because what does that really, that pasuk really mean? Tov ayin hu yivarech. That a person who gives yivarech, the person who is generous, he will be blessed by Hashem. And we want to highlight that the Bala Bas and that we want all these brachas from Hashem on the night of the Seder. That we're not only asking for the geula from Mitzrayim, we're also asking for the geula asida for Mashiach to come as well. And therefore, we have it that the owner of the house leads the benching, so that God will bestow brachas on the house as well. Third question. This is a little bit controversial. I apologize in advance. New. Machine matzah versus hand matzah. You have a debate. I'll read to you the Tshuvas van Hagos. Yodua, it's very common. Chiluke Adeos, for the past 300 years, since they had machine matzahs, 200 years, there was a big fight in Klal Yisrael. Be'inyan matzahs mechona, machine matzahs. Yesh makpidim ma'od. There are some people who are very makpid lecho, but Pesach rak mitzvahs yad. They only eat hand matzahs. And I count myself as part of that as well. Umaragu befiim, sha'agoin ha'kadosh bal divrei chayim, the divrei chayim of Sinai. Poslim kechametz gomor. He said, "Machine matzahs are chametz gomor." V'chein yodua chidushi arim degur. One second. He didn't let me finish my paragraph. I told you it was controversial. The gur was sitting in a base medrash built on gur. No, so is the German hagim. No, so. The Chidush Yarim of Gur and the Avnei Nezer, v'chein agoyin b'chayim mibrisk, hisnagdu b'shaito v'matzah seyu. They were anti-machine matzah. Me'idachki. So obviously you have to let me finish my sentence. On the other side, Rabu ha-ga'onim, many people used to paskin, shechshivu matzah mechon shnef amar yosur mi'matzah yad. It's much better to have machine matzah, because you can ensure, based on the machine, it's going to be less than 18 minutes. Did you see in Mishpacha article, or it was in 5-10 Jewish Times, actually, of course, 5-10 Jewish Times, would have something like this. Not the Queen Jewish, you don't put in this ad in your paper, yeah? But the 5-10 Jewish Times had a whole ad, you can buy a private matzah. They offer you, don't put in your ad. We're encouraging Narishkeit.
$1,800.
It said $1,800 off. I read that again. I read my wife pointed out to me. I thought it said $1,800. My wife said it's $1,800 off the machine. So it's got to be $5,000, Mistama, a private matzah oven. I didn't understand. It looks like it's like a wall unit. You put it in the wall, and it's a matzah oven. To make your own matzahs in your own house. And chashon, burn down your own house. But a matzah oven. A matzah.
Yeah, but most people.
I don't have a clue.
How expensive do shmur matzah to get before I'm doing
this? Exactly. So probably you save up if they have all your years of $5,000, 20 years. It's going to... So says Rav Shuvah Svan August, don't do this, according to some poskim, because according to some poskim... So now everyone could have it for $5,000, and you could see an ad in the 5-10 Times, the front few pages on the left side. You could check it out. So
is that after the $1,800 discount or before?
I'm guessing. If you have an $1,800 discount, it's got to be a couple thousand dollars.
$5,000, you could bake for the whole show.
Exactly, yeah. I guess so. You could charge. You have your whole business. The point is, bringing it back. I'm sorry to excite you over there, but maybe they're all going to go out and buy it. But says the Tshuvas van Hagos, he says like this. He says that many people say it's not good to bake your own matzahs. Why? Because you're a dope. You don't know what you're doing. As opposed to you spell press a machine, you press one button, it's going to be 10 minutes or 5 minutes to bake the matzahs, whatever it is. It's totally fine. He says, many in Yerushalayim only have machine matzah. 100-200 years ago, they only had machine matzah because that was much better. Oh, so now comes my question. You're sitting at the table, let's make it not with your father-in-law, because then that could cause Shalom Bayis issues, with your next-door neighbor, and you're both having a Seder together, and he says, I'm a staunch proponent of machine matzah. I don't have any hand matzah. It's chametz. You have these dopes making the matzah. They don't know what they're doing. Huh? Okay, but he's sitting at a table because he loves you. And he's got a bowl boxed off in his corner over there. His machine matzah. And you're sitting over there with your ham matzah in the other side. And you're having a beautiful Seder. Now you get to Zeman. He's got a bar mitzvah age son. You have a bar mitzvah age son. You got four people at your table. Zeman or no Zeman. You wouldn't touch his matzah if you paid you $1 million. He wouldn't touch your matzah for $1 million. Okay, but it's not bread. So now we talked about you have to be able to share bread. No? So now I got you a question from 8 weeks ago. We talked about this with non-kosher, non-kosher, whatever it was. So that was another. I could save a shiloh. I could save a shiloh.
Because then you can have a piece of cake if it's kabrach.
Oh, I hear you. Let's say they don't eat kabrach. No? Can you combine for a zeman or not? Yeah? Raise your hand if you think they combine for a zeman. No? Raise your hand if you think they don't combine for a zeman. So the answer is, says the Truth on August, if they won't touch each other's matzah, Mamish won't eat it all Pesach, they do not combine for a Zeman. Because they're eating foods, they're not combined. They won't eat from each other's meal. Says the Shulchan HaTawar, not so fast. The whole thing is Minhagim. If it's all based on Minhagim, they can combine. But comes along Rabbi Yashav and the Shevet Alevi, and they're citing Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, that even if it's a Minhag, if they won't touch, they have not had machine matzah their entire life, and this one hasn't had hand matzah for 20 years. They mamish are makbid about it. They can't complain. They don't have a zeman together. You wouldn't eat from him. But if there's the third guy, the guy in the room, yeah? He's willing to eat machine. He's willing to eat. He'll eat the cheapest brand he could find.
What happens if the guy is, let's say, for example, is a chayla?
Yeah, same shayla.
And he can only eat egg matzah.
Same shiloh, spelt and not spelt. If you can't eat spelt matzah and he can only eat spelt matzah, it's the same exact shiloh.
Egg matzahs would be more.
Okay, so egg matzahs are right. Tough question. You're right. But you could. That's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. I hear you. No, but even like, spelt and wheat. Let's say a guy doesn't eat spelt.
He can only eat spelt.
Yeah.
The guy who can't spelt can eat spelt.
So that's my question. If there's one person who can eat both. In other words, if you eat, but most cases, the case is a guy's makbid on machine matzah, but it'll also have ham matzah.
What if a guy uses a makbid on ham matzah, after the Seder, it's not the Seder, he'll eat machine?
So that's a good question. During the Seder, then I'm not sure. During the Seder, I'd say no, they can't combine. And according to this, but if there's one person who can eat from both, then you could combine and he should lead the Zeman. So that answers that issue. But yeah.
But isn't there like the concept of like, isn't it Yesh Tahar or whatever? There's a reason to hold this. Like I can say, I will only hand, I think the other thing is straight, but I acknowledge that what you're doing is okay and acceptable.
But it's a minug. Says the Shevet Alevi, but practically speaking, can you combine with him, yes or no? So if a Shevet Alevi says, practically speaking, you wouldn't eat from him, he wouldn't eat from you. So you're not a combination. For a Zeman, you need a combination. You're not combined.
Yeah, but didn't we say in the previous...
It's a good chazar over here. Yeah.
No, but didn't we that cake or some other item?
So we said it had to be. We said preferably it had to be bread, and there's no mazonos. Right. There's no mazonos here. So. And even then, I thought we said it had to be bread.
No, but we spoke that it wasn't just mazonos.
According to those posts, it could be
water.
So then, according to those posts, can be right. Then maybe there's room to be. Remember, also, Sham, a lot of times that people they don't eat from each out of their house on Pesach. So you want to have a Seder, a hotel. Let's say you have like one of these places in Orlando where you have your family, you're bringing all your food, and they're bringing all your food, but you have a Seder together. But you each have your own food. If you wouldn't eat from out, some people don't eat out of their house on Pesach. So you're having a nice Seder with the communal Seder, but everyone has their own food there. Then you can't have a Zeman if no one would eat from each other. Final issue. I'm running out of my time. Final issue for the last minute is, I warn you about this one. This is going to cause problems in your house. No, there's always that guy who wants to move the Seder along. No, I'll say it on my tape. No, as Rubak, I say it on the tape. It was my Zadie, definitely my Zadie, always wanted to move it along, and my father does not like to move it along, obviously, but there's always that guy. So the guy have a good move for that guy. I mean, I shouldn't tell this to my Zadie. He's going to be with my father this year. Maybe I shouldn't pass this on the tape. The move is, you know what the move is? Someone calls out, I'm in the middle of Afikoman, and you want to move it along, Barich! Once you say Barich, what do we say when you say Rabosai Nivarech? You're not eating anymore. So if there's some guy who's ready to go and calls out, Barich, new Barich, 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 technically that guy can't eat anymore. I don't know if he could cause other people not to eat. But if it's the Baal HaBos, if it's the Baal HaBos who then sets up, okay, Rabbi Isai, we're moving on to Baruch, and he says we're Baruch. If you look at the Parti Sos of HaKadosh from Gamliel Rabinovich, he says he asked this question to many Rabbanim, and he said, once you call out Baruch, you know, according to many, the meal's over. So you got to make sure you check with your wife before you scream out Baruch, because if she still has whatever, dessert before the Afikomen, I don't know, I guess you can't have dessert. Once you have the Afikomen, people are still in the middle of eating Afikomen, exactly, and you call out, okay, new Chatzos, Baruch, then you got issues. So you should be careful. Everyone should have a chag kosher sameach and a happy and healthy Pesach. The main issue is not to fight at your seat.